Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
You're welcome back. There's an interview coming up after 8 o'clock with Eric Donovan that's worth sticking around for. But in the meantime, we're turning to the Camogie yesterday. Julia White with the winner for Cork, 6 minutes into added time. An amazing finish. They won 10-9 in the end against Kilkenny. Rena Buckley, the Cork captain, lifted the O'Duffy Cup. And we spoke to her just before coming on air when she was on the train down to Cork with all the team. So for Rena, that is now 18 All-Irelands across both codes. She's been with the Cork Footballers since 2003. She's been with the Camogie setup since 2004. She's worked as a physiotherapist. This year as well, she's been studying for her master's degree in UCD. And yesterday she became the first player in GAA to captain her county to All-Ireland wins at senior level in both codes, which begged the question, what are you doing with your time?
I suppose I'm trying to juggle between work and playing GAA as much as I can. To be honest, I don't have time for much else. But it's something I'm really enjoying at the moment. And I suppose yesterday I suppose the icing on the cake, you know, when things worked out well for us and we got a win in the All-Ireland.
You're on the train at the moment, I presume.
We are, yeah. We're on the way down. Yeah, we'll be in St Mallow there in maybe about 30 minutes.
You've obviously had quite a lot of experience of travelling back to Cork with an All-Ireland medal in your back pocket. What's the sweetest part of the 48 hours, the 72 hours that you have? Like, you know, it would strike me even the train journey back must be a lovely time where the team are all together and things probably get a bit mental later on. What part do you look forward to now?
Yeah, the train journey is certainly a big highlight, but here for any player, I think the most special part is, you know, directly after the match, you know, that's what you're training for. That's what you're working towards. Mm. That's what you're living for. Just that winning feeling, you know. And then I suppose afterwards, you know, when you're at home, maybe a week later or so, and you know, if you put in a lot of work into something, and you can look back content that you've done your best, you know, then there's a lot of contentment in that as well.
What will happen this evening then? What will be the plan?
Yeah, so we'll stop in Mallow, and there'll be probably a few people to greet us in Mallow, and then after that we'll. We'll get into Cork something around, I think it's 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Right.
And there'll be a reception on the South Mall. And then after that, then we'll be going out to Ballyandley, which is the Inniscarra Community Complex. And there'll be a little function there as well. And I suppose then we'll just celebrate for the night.
This year, I mean, I mentioned all the things you're trying to juggle between your career and your studying for the masters this year. So you step back from the football this year. This was very much a Camogie year for you. I guess it had to be. I mean, I don't know. You can't juggle everything. I don't even know. Would it have been possible with training and everything else to play both?
I suppose this year has been different for me. It's the first year that I haven't played any football. So I actually haven't played club football either because our football club, Dunamore, actually didn't field an adult football team this year. So I've just only been playing one sport. So it's the first time in my whole life that I've been just focusing on one sport. But it's very different, I must say. There is definitely a sense of freshness to it. And, you know, you're not in and out of teams. You're with one team the whole time. And obviously that is definitely a benefit to the sport that you're playing.
Yeah.
That said, over the years we've had very, very good management teams, and I think we've contributed very well to both teams over the years. But I suppose as you're getting a little bit older, you don't recover from training as quickly. The recovery is a huge thing. And I suppose as I'm getting to my later years now, probably a wise move to focus on the one.
How late are your later years?
What age am I? Is that what you're asking me?
I suppose politely, but I was told not to.
Yeah, so I'm 30. I was 30 this year. So,
look, you're still young. I'm 32. You've got years left.
So I suppose a big issue as well in junior players for the women is that, you know, there isn't a big gap between games. You know, you'd have an important game on Saturday and an important game on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So obviously being fresh and recovered is difficult in that type of situation. So,
yeah.
Look, I suppose it was a decision because of work as such, really. I just physically couldn't
do both.
Couldn't commit and be at all the training sessions. So I suppose our club won the county final in Camogie last year. So And that meant that I was captain of the Camogie this year, the Cork Camogie team. So that was probably what made the decision for me.
Yeah, so I mean, like the game yesterday, watching it, straight away I felt sorry for all you guys because clearly the weather was brutal, and that was obvious early on. It was going to have a big impact in the game, and it was also clearly going to be a very tactical game. You got off to a great start, like 3 points to no score after 10 minutes, 5 points to a point up after 18 minutes. It was 5-2 at half time. And then Kilkenny came out in the second half and started very well, and it was nip and tuck, 6 points apiece, 7 points apiece, right till the very death. Like to get off to a dream start like that, and it seemed like you should have been up by more at half time than just 5 points to two.
Yeah, certainly. I felt that we had done very well in the first half. I thought we probably had a little bit more intensity about us in the first half than Kilkenny, and I think tactically we got it spot on. I suppose we had a few opportunities that we missed in the first half, but look, that's sport. If you told us before the game we'd be 3 points up at halftime, we'd certainly take it. But in the second half, I think Kilkenny certainly matched us in terms of intensity, and they probably got their tactics spot on. The second half, they managed to block off the ball down the wings, and they counter-attacked very well. You know, they were very dangerous on the counter-attack, so they managed to shut us down and at the same time be dangerous themselves. So, you know, they didn't cough up very many opportunities, but we were just lucky towards the end of the game that any opportunity that came our way, we managed to take.
Yeah, because in that first half, like defensively, you were very much on top, and then it seemed like your forward line lined up narrow and left loads of space out in the wings, and ball was sent out there and players ran out and picked it up, and it was working brilliantly. And I guess Kilkenny aren't All-Ireland champions for nothing. They sorted that out at half-time, and you had to find a new way of doing it.
Yeah, and to be fair, I think we probably struggled to find a new way of doing it, and Kilkenny adapted very well to the game. And like I was saying, like their counter-attack, they were very dangerous, you know. And, you know, they probably hit a few balls in the first half into kind of, you know, into areas that they didn't have players. And they didn't do as much of that at all in the second half, you know. So they were much smarter in possession in the second half. So, look, it made things very difficult for us. And like I say, they didn't give up very many opportunities. So we realised we're very lucky to have got away with the win.
Where are you on the pitch when Julia White sticks over the winner with seconds to go?
Yeah, I was back in the full back lane. I was absolutely thrilled. And I was saying the ref would just blow up the whistle as soon as he could. It looked like he was trying to give it one more play. But I don't like the idea of draws and finals. It's much better if you can kind of finish out the game. So, we were thrilled. We were thrilled all together to get away with the win.
An amazing story for her. She's had big injury problems. And then also Gemma O'Connor. you wouldn't have seen it, obviously. Maybe you'll watch it back. But in the pre-match interviews, Paddy Murray did an interview and said, oh, no, Gemma wouldn't really be able to play. It wasn't, you know, it several times said she wasn't going to play. And then it cut to Anne Downey, who straight away said, we know Gemma O'Connor's going to play. We don't believe them, frankly. So we're planning for Gemma O'Connor. And then Lazarus-like Gemma O'Connor takes the field.
Yeah, I suppose it was an unusual situation.
So obviously, look, Paddy Murray wasn't going to tell everyone on TV she was starting beforehand. But when did you as a team know Gemma was fit to play?
To be honest, the team wasn't really selected until the Sunday morning, so we weren't really notified of it until the Sunday morning. I was made aware of, you know, obviously it would have affected one or two players, and those players the situation was explained to them, but I suppose the rest of us just trained away as normal, you know. And it was, I suppose, an issue kept within the management, really, and the players kind of just talked for themselves as much as they could. And I suppose it's definitely an unusual situation. We're just happy that we won the game, and I suppose that's what we as players were focusing on.
Yeah, well, listen, congratulations again. Like your own personal achievement, it's just quite incredible. 18 All Ireland senior medals, the first person in a GAA of either gender to captain their own county to senior medals in both codes. You seem like a very down to earth, grounded person, and you're not kind of strutting your stuff with an ego around the place, but on some level you must be kind of thrilled and amazed at how brilliantly your career is working out.
Yeah, it is, I suppose, but I mean, here I suppose I've been very lucky in terms of the number of medals. I suppose I've just I started playing the same age as everybody else, you know, and you know, I'm not ridiculously old or anything like that to be playing. I've just been very lucky that during the time that I've been playing, like Cork have been very successful, you know.
Yeah.
And I've just been on those teams, so I suppose that's the reason for the number of medals. And then the second point in terms of captaincy, I suppose I've been very lucky in that I've been playing with two very successful clubs. You know, Dunmore would have won the county championship, and it was because of that I was nominated as football captain. And then Inniscarra would have won the Camogie County Championship in Cork, and because of that I was nominated as the Camogie captain. So
yeah,
it's kind of due to kind of circumstances, really. No, it's a huge honour and everything, and I realise that I've been given a great opportunity, and you know, you have to work hard obviously to get those opportunities, but at the same time, you know, I've been very lucky in terms of geography and in terms of my year of birth and all that stuff.
Yeah, perfect,
and in terms of injuries and things like that as well. So look, it's fantastic, and I'm sure it's something I'll look at, but at the moment I'm just enjoying playing, and you know, I realise I'm very privileged, and you know, it's something I really enjoy, and it's fantastic.
Well, listen, we'll let you go and enjoy the celebrations. Thanks so much, Rena, and well done again.
No bother. Thanks very much, Paul. Take care. Bye, bye.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.